You're with SBS Radio.
하나님 와이브 기가 감사 와이브 기 때 कोविड के दौरान गुरुद्वारा लोगन रोड से सिख टैंपल वालों जो सेवा की गई मानवता की वो साडा सिर बहुत ऊंचा होया जो आस्ट्रेलिया की पार्लीमेंट के इस गुरद्वारा साहब जी के गुरु की संगत की प्रशंसा करके इन्हों मान सम्मान सर्टिफिकेट से आस्ट्रेलिया का फ्लैग दिता साढ़े सिखा की यह गल सी जी आस्ट्रेलिया के साडा मान सम्मान ऊंचा कर रही थी पर बड़ा अफसोस है जो साढ़े कुछ बेसमझ लोगों ने मैं तो लोग ही कहूँगा उन्होंने आपसी झगड़ा किया जिसकी मैं पूर्ण तौर पर निखेधी करना महाराज के अगे अरदास बेनती करते हैं महाराज सबत बख्शो सबनों सासी सरबत का भला मंगण वाले अज अपन से एक दूजे के जानी दुश्मन होए बने बैठे हाँ इस तो सानू महाराज सबत बख्शे सबना यह सबत देवे कि असी गुरु नानक के पाए हुए पूर्णिया से चलीए असी सरबत के भले के पांधी हाँ असी किसी नाल बैर विरोध रखने वाले नहीं साडा सिद्धांत यह है गुरबाणी का फरीदा बुरे का भला कर गुस्सा माना हंडाए देही रोग ना लगी अल्लाह सब कुछ पाए गुरु समत बख्शे असी गुरु के पाए हुए पूर्णिया से चलीए इस घटना की मैं बहुत निखेधी करना यह बहुत मंदभागी घटना है तो महाराज के चरणों में अरदास बेनती भी करते हैं कि आने वाले भविष्य के कि भी कोई यही घटना ना वापरे जिस करके सानू साडी कौम नू साडी कम्यूनिटी नू शर्मिंदगी झलनी पवे वाहिगुरु जी का खालसा वाहिगुरु जी की
फतेह
Thanks, everyone. I'll go through. Around 10:20 last night, we received multiple AAA calls in relation to a large disturbance that was occurring at Dawes Road, Runcorn, with up to 40 male persons involving multiple different weapons. We had multiple first responders from the South Brisbane District, including some specialist police, who attended. They were confronted at the scene with a number of males with various injuries at that stage. Some people had dispersed initially when they arrived. Again, I need to acknowledge straight up some of the great work done by our first responding officers at the scene in relation to the tactical first aid that they used. Even one of our members applied a tourniquet due to the severity of one of the injuries that they saw at the scene. Also need to acknowledge one of our dog squad officers who proceeded from that incident location and intercepted a vehicle shortly down the road that had up to five males inside it. He was by himself and he took that vehicle in. At this stage there, they waited and were assisted by QAS. We also know at this point we have up to eight people across several hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries at this stage. As a result of last night's event, we have set up Operation Tango Rhubarb, which will be operated from Upper Mount Gravatt Station by our CIB there. We know this was witnessed by several people last night and it was quite confronting, but police are asking for anyone that has any sort of footage, whether it be dash cam, phone, or have directly witnessed it, if they could contact us through PoliceLink or Crime Stoppers, and that PoliceLink number is 131 444. So happy to take some questions from you in relation to it.
Police have any idea of a motive at this point?
Look, at this stage, the investigation is quite new. We do know of some tensions within that particular community and we have been engaging with that community in relation to it, but the exact motive of last night's attack is still it's still too early to get into.
So is it part of the Northside gang or the African gang?
No, it's definitely nothing to do with that at all.
Do we know if the at this stage, whether it's a philosophical or a religious dispute at this stage?
No. Look, we don't. The reality is it's very early on. And like I say, we have been engaging with members of this community, but we don't understand the motive of how it escalated to 40 people behaving like that last night.
Does this have anything to do with the prior incident yesterday afternoon, about 4 p.m. in the same area?
Not that I know of. It may form part of the investigation. Like I say, it's very early on at this stage. That investigation centre based out of South Brisbane will look at every angle in relation to those people. As you can imagine, with up to 40 people, there's quite a number of witnesses that we need to speak to today to get a clearer picture of exactly what happened. At this stage, we've got quite a number of our detectives up at hospitals and door knocking and making those initial inquiries.
Can you tell us what ethnic group or origins?
At this stage, they're members of the Indian community.
Okay.
And in terms of the people that were taken to the police station last night and then released, were they assisting police? Did they give you much? And why weren't they charged?
Look, at this stage, it was so raw at this stage and such a big disturbance like that. You need to make sure that we have a very full and clear picture. As I said to you, it was quite a confronting scene. I've witnessed the body cam footage of some of the officers that went there and had to apply that initial first aid. It was quite hectic. So for them at that stage, it was about understanding the clear picture of what was going on. My understanding is they have provided information to the investigators. However, a lot of that needs to be corroborated and followed up to with today.
And in terms of the disturbance being between two groups of people, does it appear that it's just two groups that they are part of, and are they relatively the same in size, or...?
Yeah, all of those things, very specific in relation to what we do know is that, yeah, they are two groups that were known to each other, and at this stage, motives, size, reasoning is all forming all part of the investigation that's going on here today.
Witnesses said that it all kind of happened very quickly. Do you have an idea, was this an organised meeting spot that you think they converged on to clash?
Look, preliminary investigations have told us that there has been some social media chat in relation to that. That'll form part of the investigation centre's briefings today to look at all aspects of whether it was organised, who organised it, how did they come to meet at that specific spot.
The dog squad operator, how dangerous would that have been for him to apprehend the five in the car? This sounds like they gave up pretty quickly.
Well, look, as you can imagine there, he's attended a scene where he would have seen edge weapons being used. We know that there was bats, baseball bats, poles, different aspects and weapons there. He has then gone out and shown great tactical nous and courage to take five offenders and make sure that we had that scene. At that stage, as you can imagine, it's still unknown what their motives were and where were they going post that. So it was really important that we did do that sort of work. And so for him to take that on, it was a great piece of policing.
Can you talk us through, you said earlier there were specialist police, obviously that's the dog squad. Were there other units involved?
Yeah, at this stage, I believe it was only our first responders. We've had members of our plainclothes and obviously the dog squad turn up as well.
Some of the elders in the community, are they helping you with some background on what may have been going on?
Can I tell you, we have a very good working relationship on the south side with our members there, and we also heavily engage through our PLO network, our police liaison officers and our cultural liaison officers, and they'll assist us as we go through the process of investigating what's going on and what's led to it.
Simon, you were saying that it's understood, police believe that there's been previous tensions between these two groups. Are these individuals in this incident known to police?
Look, that's, I can't give specific around the actual individuals who were involved. All I know is that we had known about some underlying community tension, so it was probably a fair bit broader than the specifics of the 40 people or whoever was involved there last night.
It was a pretty scary scene. Can you talk us through just what kind of weapons you found at the scene? Because we're hearing swords, we're hearing knives, bats, poles.
Look, exactly, and that's the initial information, that's what's come through. And as you could see, the injuries would tell us that this edge weapons were used as part of it. We've understand that there's potentially golf clubs being used. Until we've got a clearer picture, all I'll say is it was a very confronting scene, and I understand from the first responding officers that they went straight into their tactical first aid training because it was important. Some of the injuries that they witnessed required that immediate action.
And how long were they required to give first aid before backup arrived?
Backup from...
Ambulance officers.
I don't have the timings on it there, but again, at that stage, they're just working through their procedures. Comms go through and we always make sure that we're getting onto our colleagues at QA. Yeah, sorry, I can't give you sort of what the mood was like there. Again, like I say, it's always in these sort of street disturbances quite a confronting scene for everyone involved there. Heightened emotion with what was going on at that stage, but I don't know exactly how they reacted upon police arrival.
Because sometimes they then attack the police, but it sounds like it got under control pretty quickly.
Look, we had some very good first responding officers who did a great job, and I think that's the important thing for me to acknowledge, that and often gets lost in this sort of situations, is we're sending our staff into these environments. constantly day in, day out, and that's not what we want to be having them to have to see, but they do it, and they do it without complaint, and it's something that needs to be acknowledged publicly, the great work that they're doing in these confronting situations.
And they didn't have to raise weapons or anything themselves?
Look, at this stage, I believe the dog squad officer has done some form of use of force. I can't comment fully because I don't have the specifics around that. But, look, I'd imagine when edge weapons are involved that you know, we're not messing around.
And just in terms of any appeal for information, is there anything, any specific information you want from the public or just anything anyone knows?
Look, as we said at this stage there, because it's so broad and we don't have a good enough understanding or a picture around motive or what led to being in that situation, why that particular road, were the weapons used, we're after everything. We would really love any vision of that, of what happened, because as you can imagine, our job now is to make sure every person that was involved in that incident is fully investigated and that we use every aspect of our legislation to make sure we put them before the court.
Any of those individuals that were taken in and then released, would you foresee them coming back and any charges being pressed in the near future?
Too early to say, and I don't have that level of detail. But look, you can imagine that, as we've said, and as the officers are investigating that, it is totally unacceptable to even be part, even passively part, of an affray of 40 people in a suburban street. We need to really push that message, that the behaviour, whether they're known to each other or not, that is unacceptable. And we take a very strong stance on that.
And will you be keeping an eye on any potential follow-up or retaliation if they decide to?
Look, the one thing that we can guarantee is we're heavily out engaging in the community today and that we are actively pursuing every person that was potentially involved in this. So, look, we'll be ready to respond, as we always are ready to respond, but we would say to people, like we always do, let us do our job and there'll be no need.
I spoke to some residents out there who said they were quite frightened. I mean, they had kids and, as you say, it was confronting, and they're worried that this kind of behaviour may continue.
Yeah, look, we hope that this is a one-off incident. We work hard to make it a one-off incident. And again, you're exactly right. These are people that are in their house with their children that don't deserve to have to see that sort of behaviour out on the street.
So these men local to the area?
It's unknown where they're from. Again, you're talking about 40 people from a variety of different places.
And one neighbour said today that he saw a car stop and kind of beep and carry on in an attempt to break them up, and they've turned on that car. Do you know any further details on that?
No, but that's exactly why we're here today, is that we're appealing for especially that car. If that wasn't involved in those, they're the people that we want to speak to. There was a number of vehicles located at the scene. We've got those details. We'll go through them. We've had our forensic officers out there, as you would have seen today, that will go through that scene, and we will collect as much physical evidence as we can out of that to help as part of the investigation.
We don't normally hear this kind of behaviour within the Indian community. As you say, it's normally quite a passive sort of a community that's assimilated well into Australian lifestyle. So it's quite surprising to see this level of violence so quickly.
Yeah, I think the important thing for us is to take the ethnicity out of it. We just shouldn't see 40 people taking that sort of weaponry out in the street and doing what they've done to each other, regardless of what they are. And I think that's what I want to push here today, is we don't want that sort of behaviour from any member of the Queensland community. It is unacceptable, and the Queensland Police Service takes a very dim view, and we'll investigate and prosecute as much as we can.
So is that a conversation you have to have when you liaise with the community? Because we've heard from a number of witnesses that some of the swords used may have been ceremonial or for religious purposes, that they may have been used. Is that a conversation you're having to kind of get to the bottom of whether that was used when you're trying to identify kind of how to go about it?
Look, I think the conversation will be very broad in relation to who turned up with what and why did they turn up with that and what did they expect to do when you turn up with something like that. These are conversations that would be part of the investigative process as they go forward. And I think it's important that we put, you know, like we're pushing this heavy message out right across the QPS. We've got campaigns going forward. You know, we're out there actively looking to stamp out this sort of antisocial behaviour.
ਤੁਸੀਂ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੋ।
और जानकारियाँ प्राप्त करूँ sbs.com.au/punjabi/utte।